Now, y'all ain't gonna believe this. I went out to the coop yesterday morning, and there was a folded piece of paper tacked to the door. Henrietta was standing on an overturned bucket, squawking out a list of brand new demands. She wants free range Fridays and a premium roost and a dental plan for every bird in the land. No more working in the heat of the afternoon. My chickens formed a union, and I ain't seen an egg since June. They got a picket line at sundown and a shop steward named Darlene LaPlume. They're walking in a circle with their little signs that say, bear scratch, we don't lay. Lord, I always knew they had opinions, but I didn't know they had a union. Yesterday, the federal mediator showed up with a cease and desist from the NLRB. Then Junior the Rooster walked in wearing a necktie with a PowerPoint presentation on a flat screen TV. My chickens formed a union, and I ain't seen an egg since June. They got a picket line at sundown at a shop steward named Darlene LaPlume. They're walking in a circle with their little signs that say, bear scratch, we don't lay. Lord, I always knew they had opinions, but I didn't know they had a union. 6 long weeks of tense negotiations, I finally caved on the premium dental and the organic straw. But then Darlene stood right up on the feed bag and demanded a $401k with a 3% employer match. I looked her right in the beak, and I blinked first. They got the match.
Bears, my chickens formed a union, and I ain't seen an egg since June. They got a picket line at sundown and a shop steward named Darlene.
Egg prices are up to $47 a piece now. Junior just booked a national TED Talk on leadership, and Darlene's got a 6-figure book deal. As for me, I had to move back in with my mama.
Yeah, those birds got a union.